Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
This conference is being recorded.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am prophet and teacher Laron Matthews, and we're getting ready to take time to give God all of the praise and the glory and the honor. One of the things about prayer, it gives you access to the heavenly things, not only outside, but the internal things of God. God always communicate with us from the spirit realm. And in the spirit realm, he revealed to us the secrets of the mystery of those things that were stolen from the heavenly by the fallen angel. God is a revealer of many things to mankind. But when you serve in the enemy, it's hard to receive from deity. When you serve deity, you can receive as much information from the Lord regarding the enemy. Prayer is a powerful tool. And men and women of God, as we prepare to go into this time of prayer and intercession, whatever you believe in God for today, you have to really trust him for everything that he's going to do in your life and through your life. And as we prepare to take the prayer into new levels and new heights for the people of God all over the world, watch the move of God and watch his presence move for you. The word of God said in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he should deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He should cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust him. Truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Notice now, surely he should deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shall thou trust. Under who? His wing. Under the angelic presence, under the presence of the angels of the living God. Under the angelic presence shall truth, shall thou trust in truth. There it is. Shall thou trust in what? Truth. Under the angelic presence of the angels of the living God, not the one that fell, but the angels of the living God that will serve God, under their wing shall thou trust his truth. That is really powerful right there. I want to stay there for a quick second. Under their wings shall thou trust his truth, shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Now, that's a very powerful verse there when he talks about that. He shall cover thee with his feathers. That's the presence of the angelic angel. And under his wing shall thou trust his truth. So under the presence of the angelic angels, truth will be revealed in the presence. In the presence of truth, the Spirit of the Lord God will reveal truth to you. That means that there is no spirit of illusion, no spirit of delusion, no spirit of false, no spirit of deception, no spirit of a lie, no spirit of manipulation, but totally under his wing, the present truth shall you trust. Trust in truth. Because under the wings of the angelic presence shall you receive. Now, here's how powerful it gets. Here's how powerful it gets. The word of the Lord God said, we're just a little lower than the angels. So their distance from you is not that far away. Their frequency is not that far away. Notice sound moves at 1,128 feet per second. That's larger than three baseball fields. So when you speak a word, immediately the angels of the living God can take your words to wherever you desire them to go and watch God begin to move. Because we're a little older than the angels. In verse number 4, he should cover thee with his feathers. So all you have to do is you have to stand in the presence. Soon as you stand in the presence, the angels of the living God, we're just a little lower than them. Once we stand in the presence, we become equal. We move into what we call now sonship. Jesus was the son of the living God. We are the son of man. We come from man, but we operate in the sonship of God. So when you understand the power of prayer and how your frequency and your sound can be dispersed into the earth realm over the hand of the enemy, look at the power and the glory for which God give you, that you may be able to annihilate the kingdom of darkness, because the kingdom of light, the angelic angel, will release the information and the data needed to reveal to you the secrets of the heavenly thing that the fallen angels were taken from heaven, or they took from heaven. You'll be a revealer. That's why God said, I'm a revealer of them that who diligently do what? Seek me. I'm a revealer of them that what? Diligently seek me. I am a revealer of them that who diligently seek me. When you diligently seek God, he's a revealer of those things. So he's a revealer of the secret things. Because you maintain a sacred life, you may maintain a relationship life, and he'll reveal to you the things you need to know and to understand and to ascertain. You'll be able to keep them. You'll be able to hold on to them. You'll be able to house them, and you'll have the knowledge and the understanding and the power of the will. That's why he said in verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I would say of who? The Lord, Elohim, Abba, Jehovah Jireh, Yah, Yahweh, Yah. You will be able to hang under that. And he is my what? Refuge. There's your protection. That's why the word of God said in Proverbs 18 and 10, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into, in a what? Faith. Because they ran into the Beatakato, into the presence of God. And when they run into the presence of God, you have safety in his presence. Shana, Soto. You will have the power of God to move in the presence of God. He's Jehovah Shammah. He is always there. You're able to move into the presence of the Lord God. And he reveals himself to you and to mankind. And you will operate in that level, in the presence and the glory of God, with supernatural power and authority. There are so many things that God wants to reveal to the men and women of God all over the world. We have divided people by dealing with the Adam and the Eve syndrome. But we do not deal with each other from the sonship of the Spirit of the Lord God. When we deal with each other, we don't have to worry about titles. We worry about a glorified body that operates in the presence of God and in the realms of the Spirit. As I told some of my constituents some years ago, and even in the last several months, I'm learning even more to drop the religious umbrella and move into the presence of the sonship of God so that we can advance the kingdom of God. And the only way we'll be able to advance the kingdom of God to levels and depth if we get beyond religious legalism and denominational fight and landlocking each other out. Well, they'll never landlock me, but landlock in the mind of the people. But when your mind is limited, then you're limited to only where you can go based upon man. That's what the Bible said, put no confidence in flesh. It's so interesting how many people don't want to come under authority, but they want to be in authority. And once they get in authority, people are not going to follow their authority because they never came under authority. He said, what do you mean, prophet? Well, I was under authority. I'm not talking to you. But since you mention it, why don't we talk about it? See, a lot of people, it's a difference between under authority and false humility. But you got a lot of false flagging people. False flagging. They're operating in the spirit of false flagging. They're acting like they're humble, but when they get in a certain place, then they want to exalt themselves above you. They want to start doing their own thing, but they don't want to submit under you. Why? Because number one, when they're under authority, you got to be corrected, and folks don't want to be corrected, especially when you came in the spirit of rejection, especially when you came in the spirit of abandonment, especially if you came in the spirit of offense, or you call yourself people hurt. Because I don't call a church hurt; it's people hurt. So you can't operate in that place. That's why to operate in the level of God, you have to free yourself and liberate your mind, your thoughts, so that the Spirit of the Lord God can give you free reign, free authority, and free power. I'm going to teach a few more points, and then we're going to go into a prayer. We're going to let the people of God go. Because it's good to pray. It's good to take your prayer request. But if you can't, if you're a fugitive, because you got a lot of fugitives who want people to pray for them. Fugitives are people that are holding on to stuff. So your prayers won't be hindered. If you're holding on unforgiveness, bitterness, jealousy, wrath, you got a woman issue, you got a man issue, you got a father issue, a job issue, a racial issue. All of those things your prayers are hindered. If you're married and dealing with issues with your husband, you're married and dealing with issues with your wife. But I want to pray. I'm gonna do what God told me to do anyway. Hold on. Your prayers are hindered. Your house ain't in order. Your prayers are hindered. And in that great day, many people prayers, they're going to say, God, I prayed about this. I believe God. I knew you were God. But your prayers were hindered because you didn't take care of your first responsibility and your duty to me. And we have a lot of people who prayers are hindered because they're trying to mishandle the things of God and call it the things of God. So as we prepare to tap into this realm of prayer and relationship with God and tapping into those connections of the spiritual things of God, watch the mighty hand of God begin to move and to unveil himself concerning your life. So as we begin to go into this great place of prayer and tapping into the spiritual realm, it's interesting how an atheist made a statement in the newspaper the other day. He said, I can't believe you Christians are celebrating Halloween. That was a blow to the church. I'm an atheist, and I don't celebrate Halloween. I know better than you all. Why? Because we are doing everything that the world tells us to do. And you know, he even went further. He's an atheist. He said, now, I study religion, and I understand religion. How are you all celebrating Christmas? I'm reading this stuff like, see, this is what's really, everything is coming to the light. He said, isn't this ancient, come out of Nimrod, the sun goddess, his wife? Man, I said, Lord, we got to get this thing together. Well, let me get back to the subject, but stay on the point. If you're going to win the believers, or even the ones who don't even believe, at least you've got to stay in a place where your Spirit of the Lord God can use you and you don't get caught up in those pagan religious things that are outside the character of God. I know what people are saying, well, we're trying to find things to do. We're trying to make something special for our kids. You can do that, and that's okay. But don't surround it around these festivals and festivities that are demonically inclined in a demonic visitation. We've got, as believers, got to keep our mind totally fixated on the things of the Lord. Not that it justifies his judgment call. But we as believers have to understand the power of our relationship with God and the power of prayer. How important it is to know who we are in God and our connection to God and our relationship on behalf of God. We're the only voice of reasoning in the earth realm. We're that voice of reasoning. So he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. That we got to go right back to that. Under his wings will thou trust. His truth. Because once you tap under his wings, you're tapping in his presence. And you're going to trust in truth, because he's going to reveal to you when he speaks truth to you. You got to trust him so truth can come out. Most people can't receive truth because when God speaks to them, they don't want to believe what he says, so you can't trust in truth. Because if truth comes, it's an old thing that Jack Nicholas said in one of the movies he made, military movie. He said, you can't handle the truth. And it was true. Many people can't handle the truth. And many people need to know the truth so that they can overcome the lie that they've been carrying all of their lives. Everything from abortion to incest, from rape, from lies that's been told to them, relationships you've been connected with, folks that have been in your life, church people who have deceived you, false prophecy that came against you. When the truth shows up, the lie has no more power. Even though you'll be mad at it, the lie has no more power over truth. Because when truth takes authority in a person's life, then we have no more excuse why we keep carrying a lie. So why are you still carrying church hurt if truth telling you to be delivered? Why are you still frustrated with a person when truth told you to forgive them? Why are you walking around with bitterness, rejection, envy, strife, malice when truth already told you what you have to do? Don't speak in tongues if you can't speak to me. Don't serve in any capacity if you can't serve the Lord God with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Don't be sowing discord if you're not in one accord. I mean, why are you trying to stay in one accord and sowing discord? Because the Bible believes in the word of God, we have to understand our relationship with Elohim. Not our relationship with man and try to prove to man who we are, what we're about, the kind of relationship we're about. We got to prove to God. Someone said the other day to me, it says to me, I see you smiling. I said, I always smile. No, that's not true. I'm listening to them. So I stepped back and got quiet. You know, I'm a man of reason, so I stepped back and listened. I said, okay. I said, now, let me ask you a question. What made you say to me that I don't always smile? Well, I just don't see it. I said, let me help you out. First, you have to understand, I want you to understand this clearly. You want to maybe mark this day down. I, LaRon Matthews, knows all about me. No matter how much you study me, you think you know me, you think you can examine me, you think you can sense me, feel me, you don't know me. See, just because I don't have the outer smile, I'm always thinking about the goodness of the Lord. Y'all better get the revelation. And I'm always thinking about the goodness of the Lord and where he brought me from and what he's doing for me. And secondly, no one can tell me my condition better than I can tell myself. See, no one can tell you your condition better than you. You should know as a believer what you believe in. The word of God said laughter is a medicine. Did it say the medicine has to be on the outside or the inside? Did it say you have to smile on the outside or you smile on the inside? It said laughter is a medicine. And just because you are suspicious and try to tell me you're discerning, you'll miss it. Because if you're discerning, you won't judge on the outside while I'm thinking on the inside, because I can always outthink what you think you know about me. That's for free. So many people will try to tell you about yourself and what you should do about yourself. And it's okay. to do so. But it's so important as a believer to know everything that God told you about you before anybody else can tell you about you. It's important. So as I cranked up my smile and said, now this is what you want to see, the smile. I said, but I was already laughing inside before. Laughter is a medicine. And just because I don't show those 32 teeth is in my mouth, because I got all 32, bless the Lord for it. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, or whatever number it is. I thank God for all of them to be able to smile and give God praise, but to know who I am everywhere I go and every place I move. You have to carry the presence of the Lord God with you. And oftentimes, people are going to always watch the presence and the glory of God in you. So he says in verse number 4, he shall cover thee with his feather, and under his wings shall thou truth, shall thou trust, his truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. That flyeth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasted at noonday. Look at how powerful God is. Nor for what? The pestilence that walketh in darkness, for the destruction that wasted at noonday. We're in noonday. 8,000. Nothing shall come nigh thee. You should be in the presence and the glory of God at all times. You should allow the Spirit of the Lord God to have total reign over you, in you, and through you. So whatever you do, the Spirit of the Lord God will be your portion. It will be your key. It will be your strength. It will be your buckler. It will be your authority, and it will be your power. Stay in that presence of the Lord God. Let his perfect will be done. Continue to trust in the Lord God, and let his will be done. I tell you, it's only in the glory and the presence of God that he keeps you and sustains you from all of the things of the enemy and all of the attacks of the enemy. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer, saints of God. And whatever you believe in the Lord for, I'm standing with you right now. And I'm trusting that the Lord is going to move like never before. As we go into the realms of the Spirit, we're believing for you in Sierra Leone, Ghana, West Africa, United States, New York, Texas, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., the state of Washington, Louisiana, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Indianapolis, or Indiana, Minnesota, Arizona, Arkansas, New Mexico, Nevada, California, Oregon, North Dakota, South Dakota. We're believing God from you, Texas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, all through those states, Delaware, New Jersey, all of those cities up there, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, all of the panhandle, the Florida. We're believing God for you men and women of God all over the world, those in London, England, British colony. We're thanking God for you. The Caribbean Islands, Haiti, Argentina, Chile, Brazil, Mexico. We're believing God for you in those, in South America and those surrounding areas, the Falkland Islands. We're believing God for the presence of the Lord God. They're in Cameroon. They're in Egypt, Israel, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia. We're believing God for you. Ghana, Nigeria. We're believing God. The Ivory Coast, Paris, France. We're believing God for you. New Zealand. We're just believing the Lord for those continents around the world. Australia, the country down under. They're in another day right now. They're a whole day ahead of us. So we're just believing God for the mighty power and presence of the Lord God in your life and for your life on today, saints. Minnesota, Missouri, we're believing God for you. We're trusting the Lord for everything that he's going to do in your life, for your life. Virginia, West Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina. We believe in the Lord for you. Don't slack concerning. Don't be slack concerning the power, the presence, and the glory of the Lord God on today. We believe in the Lord for you. Let's go into a time of prayer and intercession. I'm going to be praying and believing God for you, you, and you. And we're going to stand on the mighty works and power of God for your life and through your life. And all you have to do is believe. Jesus told his disciples and told those that come, all you have to do is believe. Whatever you believe in the Lord for right now, as we go into prayer today, I'm standing with you and I'm standing in the gap on behalf of you today, beloved. And all you have to do is trust the Lord thy God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your spirit. And lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he shall and will direct your path. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you on today, decreeing and declaring the word of God from Luke 18 and 1. And to this end, that man ought to always to pray and to not faint. You also said in your word in the book of John 3 and 30, John said, decrease God us that you may increase the more. And Father, I'm standing on the word of God for the men and women of God all over. Those that are joining us today for prayer, God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you move on behalf of them, Lord. Bring them out of the difficult trauma and the challenges that the enemy will bring against them even now in Jesus' name. Father, we decree and declare your power and your glory and your healing hand over them even the more in the name of Jesus. You also said in your word, God, that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And Father, I thank you for those that are standing in the gap with me, God, and lifting and making up the head for the land in the name of Jesus. Because you said in your word in the book of Ezekiel 22 and 29, where you said people have used oppression and exercised robbery and vexed the poor and needy. But you said, I sought for a man among them to stand in the gap and to make up the head for the land, but you could not find none. Jeremiah saw it in Jeremiah chapter number 8 when he said the summer is ended, the harvest is over, and yet the people are not saved. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? For the daughters of my people are astonished, they're black. God, and then he said in chapter number 9, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and call for the cunning women, that they may come, and let them come and make up a haste with the tears running down. God, in the name of Jesus, we standing in on the word of God for the earth realm right now in Jesus' name. God, we decreeing and declaring that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mightier through you to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word. And God, we're bringing every thought into the obedience of your will and having the readiness to revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled, even the more in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for the power of your breakthrough and your healing presence in the name of Jesus. You said in Jeremiah 29 and 11, God, you said in your word that you know the thoughts that you think towards us, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give the people an expected end. Then shall we call upon you, God, and we shall go and pray unto you, and you will hearken unto us, and we shall seek you and find you when we search for you with all of our heart. And God, you say you will be found of us, says the Lord, and you will return the captivity, or you will turn the captivity away. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now for the move of God. I thank you for the waters being troubled all over the land. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now. We're lifting up those that are disenfranchised in churches. God, you touch that man and touch that woman right now. In the name of Jesus, we're binding up the spirit of confusion. We're binding up the spirit of anger and rage. We come against the strong man right now. In the name of Jesus, we're taking authority right now over the spirit of deception. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you now. We're binding up every spirit of perversion that's operating this season, God. We're coming out of this false season that the enemy serves, the demonic witches in the warlock manifesting themselves. In the name of Jesus, people are wearing garments, an instrument of demonic presence, and they're wondering why they acted the way they acted on the jobs and off the jobs. They acted why they acted the way they do, God, because they're coming out of that season, God, that they put stuff on that was demonically open. And open up a door. We shut the door of the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We're taking authority right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare your power and your anointing, God, to fall fresh on the people of God. Even now, in the name of Jesus, you said in Isaiah 10 and 27, and it shall come to pass, that in that day that the yoke should be taken off of our shoulders and the burden from around our neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Father, we thank you right now for breaking through over that person that's dealing with that issue in their lungs, that's dealing with that issue in their esophagus, that's dealing with that issue in their back. In the name of Jesus, that go inside. We command a breakthrough. We command supernatural healing. We command them to be made whole, healed, delivered, and set free. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now. Thank you for doing it for families. Thank you for doing it for that wife. Thank you for doing it for that husband. Thank you for doing it for that wayward son and that wayward daughter, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now. I thank you for my children. I thank you for the better relationship you're building with my sons. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you're worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God. God, we decree and declare the spirit of cancer that's eroding the systems of the body of the people, eroding their cellular systems. In the name of Jesus, we're taking authority right now over that strong man. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we decree it, your healing power, your healing glory, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for turning those captivity of those matters around. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. God, you said in your word, in the book of Psalms 55 and 17, by way of David, he said, yet I'm young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, neither their seed begging bread. He also said in Psalm 37 and 25, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the word, he said in Psalm 55 and 17, God, we thank you right now, that you said at morning, at noon, and at evening will we pray, and cry aloud that you might hear our voice. God, we're praying. We're believing for the people of God. We're believing for turnaround. We're believing for breakthrough. We're believing for healing. We're believing for restoration. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your glory and your honor, God. We thank you right now for doing it for that family. In the matchless name of your son, God, we lift it up ministries and ministry gifts, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against that strong man that's coming against that person's mind that's listening in right now. We're taking total authority over the stronghold in that mind and that area of your mind that the enemy want to leave total confusion. We are annihilating the stronghold. And we're binding it up and taking authority right now. And we decree and declare a breakthrough for that family and that loved one right now. We decree and declare it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're lifting up these adolescents and these teenagers and these young adults and young teenagers and the suckling and the baby in the name of Jesus. And God, and these teenagers, and we believe in a major breakthrough will overtake them and overtake their lives, even the more in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for it right now. You said healing is the children's bread. And by your stripes, we are healed. And I come against that spirit of infirmity that continue to bother that female part of that woman's body right now. I'm speaking to you right now. coming out of your stomach, immune area, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare a breakthrough anointing, a breaker's anointing, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for it, God. I give you praise. I give you glory, and I give you honor for the mighty works of the Lord. I thank you, God. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor. You are worthy. Worthy. Yes, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now. Somebody has a burden just been lifted off of you. There's a major burden just been lifted off of you. As I'm tapping in the spirit, Lord, just show me something. Just lift off an individual. It just lifted off of you. It's no longer there. You'll trust in the Lord. You'll pray for the Lord. Oh, Shabbat Katarabo. We thank you right now. We come against the spirit of confusion of this person that's been on a job today. Some confusion kicked off. We command the light and the power and the glory. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We honor you for your greatness. Yes, somebody, the enemy is arguing in the spirit realm even now, trying to deal with this area of confusion. And somebody who just came out of something, some confusion over the last 24 hours. God is doing it for you. Yes, Lord God, we thank you. Let them my children. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God, for the place of the anointing and the place of the can we give you praise, glory, and honor. And now, my God. We thank you for God, your mighty hand, your mighty words, for the people of God even now. In Jesus' name, there's a mighty move of God coming. Something in somebody's chest area, like your lower part of your chest. Yes, Lord God, we thank you for your mighty move. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God, and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, thank you, God. Woo! Glory to God. I had my eyes closed. The Lord was revealing some things to me. Hallelujah. And we thank God that he can reveal things to you that you don't necessarily have to say, but you can hold on to, and that it will be done for the people of God. All right, thank you, God. Those that are listening in, if the Lord released something online while you're listening in, the release to us, you can hit *6 on your line and come on in at this time right now. The Lord gave you something for us. Thank God for those who join us in our Family Value Conference 2019, one of the best we ever had, I tell you. It was a powerful three-day service, and I'm telling you, God moved, God blessed, God sharpened the skill of people. God opened up doors. People were saved. Some were set free. Some were delivered. Some received restoration. I tell you, it was a powerful time. Each night was blessing. Pastor Apostle Jay Vando blessed us immensely on that Friday night. We thank God on Saturday morning. Oh, man, it was just a powerful moving presence of the Lord God. By way of the speaker, God really just blessed our life. Just blessed. Yeah, just blessed God. I mean, when I say we, blessed. And Saturday night, the banquet was phenomenal. Amen. If you were in the building, you know. and you felt the presence of God. Sunday morning, we commenced there at our local church, and God gave us a nugget for the people. Hallelujah. All right. No one have any questions or comments for the prophet? All right. Praise to God. Well, I tell you, I am excited about the Lord and what he's doing. Don't forget to join us for our powerful Thursday night prayer, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. You will be blessed. Join us on Facebook Live there. Join us in our sanctuary every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. 7 o'clock p.m. We want you to join us. Facebook Live, we'll be sharing the word of the Lord, God blessing God's people in our sanctuary of prayer. I tell you, God is doing great and mighty things for us. We thank God for those that join us on the conference line Monday and Tuesday morning, 5 a.m., Thursday morning, 5 a.m., first and third Friday, 5 a.m., first and third Friday, and first and third Saturday, 5 a.m. We thank God for you on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, at midnight with Pastor Juan Linda Brown and our intercessory prayer team. We thanking God for you. Those who join us every first and third Monday night, 7 o'clock p.m., there's only a change in schedule. There's only a few little changes that were made, but we're still here on the conference line doing the mighty work that God had called us to do as we continue to advance the kingdom of God and continue to do the work of the kingdom of God. Don't forget to join me tomorrow morning with my co-host, Evangelist Thelma Sidney, where we will be standing on the word of God and believing God for the people of God. Bring your questions and your comments. We'll be dealing with the subject. Also, we'll be going back to talking about the book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter. That's a powerful book. You can go to Amazon and purchase the book as well and follow us along the way. Or you can go to our website, We Restore You, the letter U.org. That's We Restore You, the letter U.org. Click on that donation button, pay for that book there over there, and we will send it to you. I'll autograph that book and send it to you, and make sure you get it with a word from the Lord and a gift from our ministry for your life. I tell you, people of God, I want you to be blessed tremendously. We'll be setting, and oh, my God, don't forget Thursday night, prophetic oil broadcast. Every Thursday night, we have our prophetic oil broadcast. Watch us at 8:30 Central Time, 9:30 Eastern Time on Preach the Word Worldwide Network. There's a great expansion that's coming at Preach the Word Worldwide Network. God is doing great and mighty things there, thanks to God. I don't want you to miss it. I want you to be part of it. I want you to be connected in it, thanks to God. And I want you to see the mighty works of God's hand on it and in it for your life, for your destiny, for your purpose. Thanks to God, there are many great things that the Lord is doing for Lauren Matthews Ministry and for Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. You can join me every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on the blog side. Those listening on the blog side, we thank you for joining us on Sunday morning, 7 a.m., 7 a.m. on the blog side, where God is moving and blessing his people of God. I am excited. The more God has given us, the more we're doing, we're seeing growth come. We're seeing people that are being blessed. Prophecy are being fulfilled by way of the word of the Lord God there. So join us on our Sunday morning, 5 a.m. That's the 319 area code, 527-6188. That's 319 area code, 527-6188. You will be blessed immensely, 5 a.m. You can listen to it as well. On Wednesday, noonday, you can listen to the conference side or the blog side. Monday night, the conference line on the blog side. Every Thursday morning, the conference line on the blog side as well. And then every first and third Friday, 5 a.m., you can listen to it on the conference line or the blog side. I'm telling you, thanks to God, God has blessed us. We're going to be doing a little bit more Facebook Live and blessing God's people with a word from the Lord. God has given us a schedule that he's blessed us with, that we're able to reach out to more people and more audience and bless them. Stay connected. We miss many of you at our Family Value Conference 2019. I tell you, I thank God for those that came from around the United States to fill that sanctuary up in the conference center for the birthday celebration 2019. I thank God for many of you who have joined us, soul seasoned to the ministry. I love you all. I greatly appreciate you. I don't take it lightly, your liberal giving, your seeds that you've sown into the ministry. Now, if you're interested in becoming a covenant partner with our ministry, a covenant partner, that's a monthly partner that will sow seeds into this ministry, become one of our monthly covenant partners. Call our office number 877-912-2027. Once again, that's 877-912-2027. Call that number, or you can call our office number at the church at 708 area code 825-1988. Once again, 708-825-1988. Call that office number. Be blessed. Thank you, God. We thank God for you. I'm celebrating you. I'm celebrating family. I'm celebrating the destiny and the purpose that God has for your life. Continue to walk in the victory or in the power and the strength of the Lord God for your life on today. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all.
Conference recording has stopped.